May the Lord be praised. I'm coming to you tonight with a happy heart. I'm trying to do several recordings to restore my confidence after my horrific accidents. I don't know what happened, but I think that the spirit of evil was somehow forcing me into a corner. But I'm going to talk briefly about Psalm 113 and then Psalm 114. So Psalm 113 is one of a set of songs recited during Passover. Servants of Yahweh refers to the priests. Yahweh's name in the ancient Near East represented the revelation of his powerful presence and impeccable character. The praising of God's name means the recognition of his position of power and authority. This verse forms a chasm with verse 2 centering on God's eternality. The travel of the sun across the sky is described in 19:4 through 6, indicating God's omniscience. In 72:5-17 is associated with the longevity of the king's reign. So this is a good one to talk about since we had the eclipse today. And the light means the presence of the Lord. And I sort of compared the eclipse, the total eclipse was God's eye looking down upon us. And it looked just like an eye in the sky when you looked at it closely. The word for stoops down generally means to humble or abase. God lowers himself from above the cosmos to consider his creation, and I think that's what he did today. I watched, it was very surreal, it was very spiritual. Just as the Lord lowers himself to gaze at his creatures, his creation, he lifts the poor and the needy from the dust in the street and the garbage piles or ash heap to a sanitary place. All right, so Psalm 113, hallelujah, give praise, servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Let the name of Yahweh be praised both now and forever. Let the name of Yahweh be praised. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of Yahweh be praised. Yahweh is exalted above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like Yahweh our God, the one enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises a poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the garbage pile in order to seat them with the nobles of his people. He gives a childless woman her household, making her the joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. So, we have a comparison for this in Psalm 115, 18. And let's look at that. 115, 18. It says, but we will praise the Lord both now and forever. Hallelujah. Because your faithful love, because your truth. Why should nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven and does what he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, and roses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk. They make a sound with their throats. Those who make them are just like them, as are all who trust in him. Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, and both small and alike. May the Lord add to your numbers, both yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the human race. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any of those descending into the silence of death. But we will praise the Lord, both now and forever. Hallelujah. So I think this is a good psalm for today, because not only does it correlate with Isaiah 30 that I talked about earlier, but it also talks about the magnificence of the stars and the heavens. And thank you for listening to me. I just pray that the Lord will continually bless you and me as we go through these scriptures and these psalms or songs, and we realize His powerful presence and His impeccable character. Amen.